Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuned into the Night Shift Podcast. That's right. Hey, welcome to the Night Shift Podcast. Everything's going pretty good so far. I know y'all used to me dropping, but I had to take a delay yesterday. I was caught up in the Lakers and Heat NBA Finals Championship game. And can I say this? Go Lakers. Gotta get LeBron his props. Get the King some respect. You know what I'm saying? Him and AD alone did the damn thing. You know what I'm saying? I know people ain't gonna give LeBron his props. You know what I mean? I've been seeing that up and down social media too, but it is what it is at this point. You know what I mean? So congratulations to the LA Lakers, you know, on their victory. And I know that was a big one because they did it for the greatest, the GOAT, Kobe Bryant. Yeah. So that was cool. You know, I hung out with the kids, hung out with the family, you know, plotting, strategizing, you know, re-energizing, you know, getting ready for this work week. Yeah, so I just had to get on here, you know, help y'all coast through the night shift, you know, because I too know how that once felt, you know. Sometimes I work mornings, sometimes I work nights, but, you know, at the end of the day, everything will be all right, you know. I just really had to get on here. I hope you guys are still practicing social distancing, you know, washing your hands, wearing your mask, you know, hand sanitizer. That's a must. Do not be fooled out here. You know, you still gotta cover up, still gotta protect yourself. You know what I mean? You still gotta look out for one another, you know, especially when you out here in public. And do us a favor, if you know that you got a mean cough, you know, take care of yourself, stay at home, doctor yourself up, do the right thing, you know, do what's right. Anywho, I know it's been rough dealing with this e-learning and school and stuff, but I mean, at the end of the day too, if you can figure out how to use the computer, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, etc., then I think we could put our heads together and figure out the e-learning process and push these kids, you know what I mean, to do better within schooling. At the same time, you as a parent should be schooling your kids anyway, you know, equipping them with the game of life, you know what I mean, giving them food for thought on how to conduct themselves out here and what direction that they should be heading to. Now, granted, we know that kids become teens and teens become adults, and they gonna make their own decisions down the path, down their path of success. But if you don't give them nothing to look for, then they're gonna continue to head down the path of destruction. And that's what I've been seeing today in all communities. You know, we have to take lead, and we got to be held accountable. You know, that's very big. We got to be held accountable. Let's hold each other accountable and push straight up, because it takes more than one person. It takes a village to do right. It takes a village to move the community. It takes a village to do a whole lot. And I didn't understand that up until now, you know, with all this chaotic stuff going on in the community. It's just overwhelming, you know what I'm saying, in the situation. So I just feel like, you know, I needed to open that up, you know. And if we can, let's still spend time with these kids. Let's you know, at least FaceTime them, you know what I mean, call them, check up on them, you know, see how they doing, you know, check their temperature, see how they feeling, you know, because they need us more than ever. You know, somebody gotta lead them right. And at the same time, it's good reinsurance for yourself too, you know. You get a good feel about it at the end of the day because you know you did what you could, you knew what you did was right. But, which is cool with me at the end of the day, you know. But, yeah, like I said, it's been cool, you know, between doing the Paul TV talk show and doing the Night Shift podcast, you know. You got to tune into the Paul TV show. You got to tune in. It goes on every other day. Paul TV AM, Paul TV Rush Hour, and Paul TV After Hours. You know, so that's pretty heavy right there, you know. But it's good food for thought. You know, I'm the co-host from the West Coast that know the most. I tend to be on there, my guy, which is Paul Moss, like I told you guys before. He's on Facebook. He's on Instagram. Yeah, so you could tap in with him. And if you ever want to talk about anything, you want to get anything off your chest, or you got any disagreement, you can hit him up in his inbox. And he will respond back to you within 24 to 48 hours. The show is very interactive. You know, we talk about a lot of things. You know, issues in the community. You know, relationship topics, relationship goals, mental health issues. You know, all the above. Let me get to my next segment. Please let me know when the Lakers parade, when they're going to have the parade in L.A. I was doing my research on the computer, and they was telling me, or telling the source, the media, that due to COVID-19, you know, they don't know the exact date of when they're having the parade. So I've yet to receive that information. If you guys know more about that, please leave me a voicemail. I will be leaving a voicemail link out on the podcast starting today. So feel free to email me at the Night Shift Podcast 1@gmail.com. Also, you can reach me on my Instagram, which is ACARTERDA1. I also have a Twitter, which is ACARTERDA1, ACARTER1. And of course, you know my name is Anthony Carter on Facebook. And I also have the Night Shift podcast group. Feel free to leave me a message on there too. You know, we got a lot of interesting things going on those pages, you know. And I appreciate you guys love and support, the feedback that I do get, which is it is amazing. I love it. Also, feel free, and if you find it in your heart, to support the podcast. We do take donations, you know, through Google Pay. I do have the support link, so if you click on Anchor or wherever you listen to the podcast, which is Apple, iHeart, etc. I'm available on 7 to 12 different platforms. Feel free to, you know, show some love and show some support as I bring you the Night Shift Podcast. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys for being supportive, you know, and I can't say it no more than I already been saying it. And yeah. But anywho, that's what's been going on so far. The weather's starting to change up, especially out here in the West Coast, you know what I mean? I don't see too much smoke no more as far as the fires and stuff. So we finally are able to breathe again, which is cool, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I actually got some scores too. Was this today's scores for the LA Dodgers? They took a loss to the Atlanta Braves, 5-1. Come on, Dodgers, you got it. So I see that one's probably gonna be a battle within itself. Good job to the Atlanta Braves, you know, doing their thing as well too. So I get them a shout out, you know what I'm saying? But as I was saying about the weather, prepare for the weather as you're getting ready to get back out here, heading to work, heading to the grocery store or whatever. Just my suggestion is just keep your sanitizer, you know, and be clean, you know what I'm saying? And that's all I could tell you. So let me get to this next segment, relationship goals. I know that, you know, we say a lot in relationships, right? And we want to conquer things, but sometimes we tend to let other things get to us instead of, you know, staying focused on what we have to do, you know, as a couple in a relationship, right? And I can't stress this out no more, you know what I mean? Not only just writing down your goals, but also talking to your significant other, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, etc., of the relationship about those goals, and actually working on those goals together, you know what I mean? To try to better each other, you know what I mean, in a relationship. You know, every day ain't gonna be sunny. You're gonna have those cloudy days. You gotta know how to overcome the storm. You know, the talks help, the walks help, you know what I mean? Doing things, like spontaneous things help, you know what I mean? Gifts is a plus, but at the same time, do things that's coming from the heart. That's coming from the heart, coming from the soul. You know what I mean? Don't get caught up with the things that's going on Instagram. Don't get caught up on things that's been going on Facebook, social media, period, because most people on here pretty much living a lie anyway. You know what I mean? So don't get caught up in that. You got to stay focused on your goals and your relationship. You gotta stay focused on your significant other, you know what I mean? You gotta stay focused on whatever it is that y'all got planned and what y'all got going on. And another thing too is, don't let everybody in your business, especially when it comes down to your relationship, keep that stuff personal, you know what I mean? It ain't everybody's business to know what you got going on, what you doing, this, that, and the third, etc. You know what I mean? The minute you open that door, you know, things tend to get sour, you know what I mean? That's when the insecurity kicks in. You feel what I'm saying? That's when a lot of mess tends to kick in. And to prevent that, you know, just keep things to yourself. You and your significant other, you know. That's a must. That's a big must within itself. You know what I'm saying? So cool. And let's get to our next segment, entrepreneurship. You know, everybody wants to be that boss, right? Everybody wants to start entrepreneurship. You know, everybody, you know, it's becoming a big thing, which is cool, but you know, do your research, right? Do your research, have your business in order. Real talk, really do your research on things, you know, instead of just, which is cool if you jump right to it, you know, I ain't knocking you, you know, but you still should do your research, read up on stuff, you know what I mean? Really read up, really key in, really take notes, you know what I mean? As opposed to what you want to do and how you trying to push through and how you gonna execute and pursue, you know, and how you move. You know, that's my best advice, you know. Big ups to my entrepreneurs. Also, hey, shit, big ups to my 9-to-5 workers out there too, that's out there on the grind doing their thing, you know what I mean? Get it how you live, you know what I mean? Utilize that. I ain't mad at you, you know what I mean? Just be looking for other avenues, you know, because nowadays you gotta have more than one source of income just to survive. And we want to do more than just survive, right? We want to go further in life, you know, especially when we got kids. And that's another thing we talk about, is building generational wealth. But at the same time, it starts from up top. You got to make certain moves and certain plays to build that generational wealth, you know what I mean? You got to really look into it. You really got to know, what does that really mean to you when it comes to generational wealth, right? We say we want the generational wealth for our kids. And I get that, right? But we have to be more willing to do that, you know what I mean? And in order to do that, it starts within us. Real talk, the research, right? And the plays. And what I mean by plays is, like, you know, looking in insurance policies, you know what I mean? Bank accounts, you know what I mean? Stocks, you know what I mean? All the above when it comes to that, you know? And the information is open. It's just, are you going to apply your time? Are you going to apply your time to find out what it is that you want to do, or what you're going to do to build that generational wealth, you know? Because we got to really be clear when it comes to that. You know, we really got to be clear on that. We really got to have an understanding. You know, I understand things get hard. You know, the man upstairs never said that the road was going to be easy, right? You got to put some work in, because faith without works is what? It's pretty much dead, you know what I mean? And at the end of the day, you know, you got to realize, look at this too. We are a spitting image of God. We are a spitting image of that right there. So we have that fire in us to build that, to make things happen. So you got to be around, you need to be around people that's positive for one. And be around people that got goals like you, or people that's doing, you know, better than you. Because that's going to push you to want to do better. That's going to push you to want to level up. That's going to push you to want to, you know, get your things in order. It's a must. Be careful who you surround yourself with. And on top of that, be careful who you give your time to. Because time is very, very valuable. And yeah, very, very precious. So you gotta be careful on who you give your time to, because time is something that you really can't get back. You know what I'm saying? You really can't get that back at all. You know, as I sit here and as I think about that, have you ever just sat back and just think about it like this? Like, all that time I wasted doing this, I could have been doing something else. You know, and You pay for it in the long run, because there's something, it's I don't want to say it like this, but it's like you playing catch up from your fuck ups, you know. But at the same time, it's like you gotta move on from that, and you gotta take that L, you know what I mean? You gotta take that L, and you gotta really try your hardest not to really make that same mistake again, you know what I mean? Because time is precious and time is valuable, and tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. You know, I don't care who you are, where you from, what's your skin color, none of that, ethnicity, none of that matters, because we wasn't promised tomorrow. So I'm saying that to say this, you know, get up and get up on it and really utilize your time, You know, they say you got 24 hours in a day. What are you doing with your time? It's really time for people to start thinking about that, you know. Because I sure don't like my time to be wasted. And, you know, don't waste other people's time. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's good to ask questions and to try to get to know somebody or get to know what you're trying to get into and stuff like that. But you got to be ready. You got to be ready at the same time to move and execute. You know what I mean? You know, especially if you're doing business with people, be Cash App ready, PayPal ready, Venmo ready, Zelle ready. You got to be ready. You know, don't waste other people's time. You know, if you can't do it, then that's fine too. It's okay. Honesty is the key. But my suggestion is this too. You know, be saving up towards trying to get that play in order, getting your business in order. You know what I mean? Getting your finances and whatever it's gonna take for you to level up. You know, get that in order. You know what I mean? I ain't perfect. Who is perfect but that man? You know, but God Himself, Allah Himself, Elohim Himself. Right? So we gotta really, really look at it like that. And let me get back to what I was saying about educating our own. You know what I mean? Educating our kids. It's a must that we have to. You know, don't just rely on the school system to do that. You know, really teach these kids, because, you know, I ask a lot of younger people that just got out of high school. You know what I mean? And I ask them, I'm like, hey, what did you really learn from high school that you can apply out here today? And the number one thing they told me is really too much of nothing other than math. You know what I'm saying? And to them, it's like none of the other stuff they really see themselves in applying it to today, real life situations. And I feel like we need to prepare our kids and our teens for what's going on out here, as far as like economical situations, economical times, as far as how to write. Not so much as how to write a check, because a lot of things is going digital, but how to navigate banking online, for one. You feel what I'm saying? How to navigate your order, your time, how to entrepreneurship. You feel what I'm saying? Push that heavy. Teach more entrepreneurship, you know? But it's a tit for tat, because, you know, it's like this. The system only wants you to know so much. You know what I mean? Because that's what the system is. It's really designed and it's preparing you to keep working in corporate America. You know what I mean? It doesn't, to me, it really doesn't allow you to see outside of that. You know what I mean? So we really need to start seeing outside of that and really start tapping in from within these usable sources that we get today through social media, because it's getting pushed out. It's getting pushed out. You know what I mean? And it's to the point now a lot more people are starting to become more aware, starting to become more woke, starting to become more visual, as opposed to probably about 5 years ago, 5 to 7 years ago. You know, and I'm just speaking from my experience, you know, from what I done seen. And from what I done tallied up, and from what I done studied, and from what I done viewed, you know. So it's like, man, right? Crazy, you know. You know, I can really get heavy on it, you know, but I just try to be brief, because this is the Night Shift Podcast. That's right, the Night Shift Podcast. So it's just things that we just need to be. I'm always big on this. Don't be scared, right? Don't be scared. Just be aware. But I guess I was always told there's a little fear. A little fear is good, because it gets you to move. You feel what I'm saying? It gets you to it gets you to move to that awareness. Because now you're aware of what's, you really, that little bit of fear will put that, that'll open your awareness up a little bit more. Because you know, hey, if you do that, then there's going to be this consequence. And this is talks that I have with my kids alone. You feel what I'm saying? I teach them to be aware, you know what I mean? Fear no man but God. And even still, I fell on that too, because at the same time, put your trust into him. Put your trust into what you believe in from within, and it'll never lead you wrong, you know? We're gonna be tempted in life, right? We're gonna be tempted to do things. And this is conversations that I have with my kids, especially my oldest. You know what I mean? My oldest ones. Little ones, they still, you know what I mean, doing them, playing around, this, that, and the third. But at the same time, they pretty smart too. So I just have conversations with them just to see where their heads at. And they're just trying to lead them the right way, because if you don't equip your kids with the tools that they need to survive, then the streets will. And they always waiting out here on the streets. The streets is always waiting to suck your kid up and to take them up under their wing. And now, so ever, they push it more through social media as well. So be careful what you watching on social media. If the youngsters is listening to me on this podcast tonight, you know, because I got nieces, I got nephews, you know what I mean? I got sons, you know what I mean? I got people I done coached. They adults now. And you listening to this, and you got kids now, or you watching your little brother and sister, you got to tell them this. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe everything that you see on social media. You feel what I'm saying? Because a lot of that shit can lead, excuse my language, but it is what it is. A lot of that shit can lead you astray. You feel what I'm saying? It will lead you to a path that you do not want to go down. You know, and I make that very, very, very heavy. And I make that very, very, very clear to my kids. So, to anybody that's out there listening tonight, from all over the world, all over the globe, please, please take in heed to that. I'm going to bring it home with my last segment, you know what I mean, which is love. And I got to end it with this, you know what I mean? Show love towards one another. Respect somebody's craft, you feel what I'm saying? Respect their ideas, respect the grind, respect the brand. You may not like it, that's cool, because we all got differences. If we all like the same thing, then what differences would we be able to weigh out? You feel what I'm saying? It's not cool. You feel what I'm saying? So don't be no hater about other people's brand. You know what I mean? Respect it. You know what I mean? You gotta respect the work that they put in, the grind and the time that they put in. You know, you got to. That's just how that go. It is what it is. If you just jumping out there and you getting started, hey, more kudos to you. Ain't nothing wrong with it, because you never know unless you jump. You never know what you can do unless you jump. You feel what I'm saying? Just like double dutching. You never know what you can do until you jump in that rope. You know what I mean? And the better you get at it, I mean, the more you do, the better you get at it. You feel what I'm saying? Till you get caught up in the rope. And then you just got to dust yourself off and try again. Just like playing football. You're going to keep taking hits, right? But you're going to get sick and tired of taking them hits. And you're going to eventually get them hits back. So, you feel what I'm saying? On that note, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Like I said, hit me up in my inbox at acarterthe1 on Instagram, acarterthe1 on Twitter, Anthony Carter on my Facebook. Also, hit me up on the Night Shift podcast group, and I will be sending out the link, the voicemail message link. Let me know how I did tonight on my podcast. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. One love. Peace.